Satan brought with him his agents, and Satan himself, the deceiver of all mankind, sat in on Vatican II and maneuvered all the outsiders to come in and distort the church doctrines and distort the truth. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshide.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the second epistle of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, quote, "Dearly beloved, I charge thee in the sight of God and Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead by his coming and by his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent in season, out of season, reprove, entreat, rebuke with all patience and teaching. For there will come a time when they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears will heap upon themselves teachers according to their own lust, and they will turn away their hearing from the truth, and turn aside rather to fables. But do thou be watchful in all things, bear with tribulation patiently, work as a preacher of the gospel, fulfill thy ministry. As for me, I am already being poured out in sacrifice, and the time of my deliverance is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. For the rest, there is laid up for me a crown of justice, which the Lord, the just judge, will give to me in that day. Yet not me only, but also to those who love his coming." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1986. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Jesus is doing something very strange. He's going up higher and higher, and he's going to the top, the tippy top of the highest tree here in the park, and he's bending over now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing both of his hands out in front of him like this, and there are long rays of light going from his fingers out towards the way behind us in the back. I feel that he's trying to reach people way back behind us. We're quite up front, but Jesus is now purposely motioning to his mother, and she's coming over. Our Lady is now crossing the sky to Jesus, and she's taking her rosary, the rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys that are luminous in color when she's turning about as she's doing now. And Jesus has mentioned something to her about blessing. That, I heard, was blessing. And, oh, Our Lady is now raising the crucifix on her rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now they are both turning towards their right, our left side, and they're coming across the sky very slowly as they're looking about. Now they're approaching the statue area. They're very high in the sky. Now Jesus is murmuring to Our Lady, and Our Lady is nodding. She's standing there. And now Jesus has placed his first finger to his lips. My child and my children, I do not wish to elaborate nor add to my mother's statements to you this evening of facts and what is to be. But there is one incident that has appalled us all in heaven that must be made known to mankind, because I feel in my heart for my mother her great hurt and sorrow that her message at Fatima was not completely given to mankind. This evening, I speak to you, my child Veronica, for you to tell the world that to hide a fact is often destructive, and this fact will be made known now, with or without Lucy or others who cannot speak out because they are under obedience to their elders. You will repeat this, my child, though it may shock you. I say this evening, as your God, that on that date, as promised at Fatima, Satan entered my church upon earth. He brought with him his agents, and Satan himself, the deceiver of all mankind, sat in on Vatican II and maneuvered all the outsiders to come in and distort my doctrines and distort the truth. At Fatima, my mother tried to warn of this coming event, but who cared to listen? Who was interested in listening? Not those who were years, earth years away. All heaven was crying in that time, for the Eternal Father had made it known how his message would be received. To this day, to your earth year of 1986, you had not been given, my children, the full secrets had given to the children at Fatima. Therefore, I must make it known at this time to you. If you are perceiving and interested in my church upon earth, I do not have to explain myself too fully, for you will already know of the chaos that Satan has wrought when he entered my church. And why did he enter, you say? This I wanted made known, my child, and you will not be affrighted as you are now. You will speak out for me and my mother and the Eternal Father in the Holy Spirit. You will speak out and say that Satan is in the church, my church upon earth. He knows his time is growing short. And if you think you have seen carnage now already in the church, the worst is yet to come unless you follow the rules given by my mother many years ago of prayer, atonement, and sacrifice. By your example, you may be able to save others, for soon there will come upon you the great chastisement. It comes in two parts, my child and my children. The Third World War, and also the Wall of Redemption. These can no longer be delayed, for the good seem to go about their way, perhaps pridefully. We do not seek to accuse or place a stigma on any, but some may pridefully sit back and let others go forth and make these sacrifices and prayers and penance because they have become smug or because they have not the grace to understand that once you receive this grace, much is expected of you. You must even work harder to save your brothers and sisters. My child and my children, this message will not be greeted gleefully by your clergy. But since Lucy has been silenced, it is necessary that the world knows the truth. I will also send this message out through one more seer in the world. And if it is not abided by, I have nothing to do but to allow the chastisement to fall upon mankind.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Do you have decisions to make, problems to solve, a heavy heart, or just time to be alone? Want to refresh yourself from the cares and pressures of your life? Want to quietly praise and thank your God? Now is the time to visit Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. There is a new, extraordinary film for the 21st century about the unstoppable power of Eucharistic adoration. It's titled, The Power of His Presence. Pope John Paul II, Cardinal George, Mother Teresa, priests, and lay people around the world testify how prayer before Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament has dramatically transformed their lives and how it can renew the world and bring about a second Pentecost. Pastors who have initiated Eucharistic adoration programs report how the adoration has rejuvenated their parish life, increasing mass attendance, confessions, and religious vocations. This is a highly informative and dramatic film about the vital and truly important method of prayer. This extraordinary video, titled The Power of His Presence, costs $15 plus $4 shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, American Express, and call 616-698-6448. The name of the video, The Power of His Presence. For $15 plus $4.50 shipping and handling, don't delay. Order it today. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. The early Christians from the very beginning believed in the real presence of Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament, which proves that the belief had to be given by our Lord. Thus St. Paul said, "The chalice of benediction which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? And the bread which we break, is it not the partaking of the body of the Lord?" St. Ignatius of Antioch says, "The Eucharist is the flesh of our Savior Jesus Christ." St. Justin Martyr says, "We take this not as ordinary bread, nor as ordinary drink, but as Jesus Christ our Savior." St. Irenaeus says, "Wine and bread are by the Word of God changed into the Eucharist, which is the body and blood of Jesus Christ." St. Hippolytus of Rome says, "He has given us his own divine flesh and his own precious blood to eat and to drink, unquote. On June 30th, 1984, Our Lady said, quote, I cry, my tears fall upon you, my children. Oh, how blind many are. I love each and every child that has been placed upon earth, but my heart is burdened by those who have been aborted. The Eternal Father sent the little ones upon your earth for a reason, and they were murdered. This shall not be allowed. They were murdered. Any country that allows the murders of the young and the unborn shall be destroyed. Unquote. If we do not stop abortion in the United States, God will destroy America as he did Sodom and Gomorrah. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, the Third Secret of Fatima, and much more. Tell your family and friends about it, and be sure to visit www.bayside.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on June 18, 1986, and we continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus.
My child and my children, I come once more with an urgent and pleading message to the hierarchy in the church, my church upon earth. I want you to know now that we look upon you and find many that do not fall into grace. They are falling out of grace and misleading many of our sheep. Therefore, I warn you now as your God, you will stop your intricacies within my church. You will stop experimenting. I gave you the rules to follow many years ago, 2,000 years approximately. And why now, 2,000 years later, do you deem it necessary to change my church upon earth? I, your God, say to you, you will be judged accordingly. You will return my church to its former glory. And in that manner, you will have more vocations and more entering the seminaries and not fleeing from them as they hear the heresies and all other innovations that are going on within my church. This is my last and final word to my clergy. Change now or suffer a just punishment and banishment. My child, that message must go out strictly without change.
You have just heard part of the Bayside prophecies given on June 18, 1986. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, I have a testimony. It's on a videotape. My name is Rose from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm here at Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. I had a miracle performed on me on June 18, 1990. Veronica said there was going to be one miracle, and it was on the left of her. I was on the outside of the ring, but I was on the left side of her, and I was the miracle. I couldn't believe, I couldn't believe it, but it's true. When I got to the shrine, it started raining on the ground, and it was raining hard, and the water was coming down on my face, and I was burning. My skin was burning, and I couldn't believe it. It was burning so. It was hot, and my chest on my cheeks, and through the whole time I was there, we were saying the rosary. I had cataracts. So when I went home. I had to go back to the doctor on Wednesday to have the cataracts removed by surgery on my eyes. When I got to the surgeon, he didn't see any cataracts. He said, "Who sent you here? You have no cataracts." And then he said, "A specialist sent me here." So he sent me, he told me, he put drops in my eyes to make sure. And I sat out in the hall for a while, and I went back into his office, and he couldn't find cataracts. I said, "There is no cataracts," he said, "and I don't have to have an operation." No. So this is a miracle, because I was so happy, because I didn't have to go to the hospital and to have an operation. I used to go to church on Sunday and holy days. I couldn't see the altar. I couldn't see the priest. I couldn't even read the hymns. And the words on them looked like oriental writing. It looked like half words. And when I came through this and went back to church, I was so happy. I felt like dancing in church because I could see everything. Now I can see the altar, the priest, I can read the hymns, and it made me so happy. I couldn't read these hymns before, and now I can read them real good. To this minute, I still can't believe it happened to me, but it is. It's a miracle. Thanks to Our Lady of the Roses. And then that is the end of that videotape. Now I have another videotape. And this party says, "My name is Virginia Cosmos. I am from the Lower East Side of Manhattan. About a year ago, I lost my job. I felt very bad. I started drinking heavily. I prayed to Our Lady to please to help me. But then it was so bad, I couldn't take it. I couldn't even take vitamins. The only thing that stayed on my stomach was alcohol. I became very sick. I became partially blind. I had trouble breathing, and I still prayed to the Blessed Mother. I came to the vigils, and I know from the kind of person that I am that it would have to be something severe because I would never stop. One day, it was a Saturday, and I woke up from my sleep. Terrific pains in my heart. My hands were paining. My feet were paining. And I went to scream with my best friend, who my roommate was, and nothing would come out. I couldn't talk. I couldn't hardly breathe. I kept screaming. I prayed to the Blessed Mother. I begged the Blessed Mother to forgive me that I've done what I've done to please forgive me and give me another chance because I love her dearly and I also love life. All of a sudden, I opened my mouth and screamed again and they could hear me about 16 blocks away. My roommate called the hospital and they took me away to the hospital. I was going blind and they told my friend, my family, that they didn't know how I was walking around. I stayed in the hospital. They kept me and they said I had a severe heart attack, and they kept me there. I went back, and I begged the Blessed Mother while I was in the hospital. I begged her to please not make me go through what I went through again, not make me go through what I went through. Everything, losing everything, my life, my friends, my family, nothing. I mean, they probably wouldn't leave me, but I was leaving. Let's put it this way. I had completely given up. And while I was in the hospital, I begged her to give me another chance. Well, it's been almost a year now, and I walked out of the hospital, and I have not since taken a drink. I pray constantly, and I have not missed Mass on Sunday, and I have since gone back to the doctor, and he cannot understand what happened. There is nothing wrong with my heart. There is nothing wrong or damage to my eyes. And they actually said, they told me that they had no reason that whatever happened to me, it wasn't there anymore. Someone in the hospital, I had told them what it was, that it was the Blessed Mother that cured me. And she looked at me as if I was crazy. And I said, "Well, if that's what crazy has been, it's all about, then please call me crazy all the time, because that's what cured me. It was our dear Blessed Mother. I constantly keep the rose petal with me, and I constantly keep praying to Our Lady. I have my life here tonight at the Blessed Mother's shrine. I came to her to thank her for this wonderful miracle, and that's the end of that videotape, and that's all I have today. God bless you now, Gary.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson.
In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue to spread Our Lady of the Roses prophecies to the world. Please send what you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.